You're on Daf Kuf Yud Amid Aleph. Let us quickly go over the Mishnah. Hagoizel es hager v'nishba loy umeis. Person stole from a ger. He swore umeis. Hareis ha-mishalom keren v'chaymish, and the ger doesn't have any yershim. Reis a mishalom keren v'chaymish l'kahanim v'oshem l'mizbeach. Shenema v'im ein lo yishgoyel l'hoshiv ha'oshem eilop. If the nigzal does not have a yairish, that one can return the keren to this yairish. Ha'oshem ha'mushem l'ashem l'koyim. So the Rabbeinu Shalom said that the keren should go to the kahanim. Milvad Ela Kippurim Ashiachapa by Olov, besides the Oshem that also goes to that Mishma. So the Keren also goes to the Kahanim of that Mishma. Hayamalas Akesev Oshem Umeis. What if the Gazlan was in the process of bringing up the Kesev and the Oshem? And was as yet not given to the Mishmar, a kesev yinosna labonok. So, since Meikar Adin, Rashi explains the, when the ger died, there's no chiyav mumen to the ger. The gazlan is reich in the chiyav mumen. The sole purpose he has to give the keren b'chaymish to the kahanim is kitheichet to hevelei kapore. But now that the gazlan was mace, so there's no inyan of kapore for him anymore. So memele akesef yinosin lebonov. So the children take yash in this kesef. There's no inyan of kapore, and in dini momenis the kesef belongs to the gazlan. Yash in the ger va'oshem yirat sheyistoyev the korban that he was mafresh already. So it should be roya till it become a balmum, v'yimocher, and then they should be paided, v'yiplu domov l'nedove, and the money that is given, it's psulei magdoshim, so the money that is given, that's used for nedove, they buy oilis l'kayet ha-mizbeach. Nosan ha-kesef l'anshei mishmal umeis. But if the money was already given to the Anshei Mishmo, and a Yershim Yechayim Leitzi Miyodo, then there was Eich and the money. And then, even though the Gazlan died, so the Yershim cannot take back the money from the Anshei Mishmo. Shenema Isha Sheyitin Lakoyin Loyir. Nosan Lak Akesev Liyayoriv Ve'oshim Liyadayo. Now, there were Chav Dalet Mishmores. Each Mishmor did the Avoide 1 week. So, the first Mishmor was the Mishmor of Yehoyarev. The week later came Yedaya. That was the second Mishmor. So now, if he gave the money to Yehoyarev, and he did not bring the Kolben to Yehoyarev, Va'oshem liyadaya, and the Oshem was given to the second Mishma, Yotza. So the Gazlan was Yotza, because the Klal is, if the, well, there can only be Makriv HaKorban after the Keren B'chaymish was paid, after the Keren was paid. So he had given the Keren to Yayariv, and Va'osham liyadaya, so Mamela, the Keren already was paid up. So now, the next week, the second Mishma can be Makrib the Osham. Osham liyayoriv v'kesev liyadaya. But what is if he gave the Osham to Yayoriv v'kesev liyadaya? So it means when he gave the Osham to Yayoriv, they were not capable of being makrib this Oshem because the Keren wasn't paid up yet. So the halacha is as follows. Im kayim ha-Oshem, if the Oshem is still alive by the next week, Yizakribu b'nei Yedaya. So the b'nei Yedaya, who now was zeichen the kesef, they'll be makrib the korban. V'imloi, if the osham is not alive anymore, the mishma of Yoyoriv, the first mishma was makrib the korban. So, and that korban is worthless because it was nikrav before the keren was paid. Is Yachse V'yovi Oshan Acher. So he has to bring a second Osham. The first Osham is worthless. Shamevi Gzei Loyat Shalei Hevi Hashem Ayotso. The person brings the Keren before he brings the Gezel, so he's Yotze. Before he brings the Osham, he's Yotze. Hevi Hashem Yashalei Gzei Loyotso. Nosan Asa Keren Bloy Nosan Asa Chaymish Ein Achaymish Ma'akev. The chaimish is not ma'akib the korban. That means you could be ma'akib the korban as soon as the keren was given to the mishma. Now let us see the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon. Before we start learning the Baraisis, just like to say over the psukim in Parshas Nosai, Parsha Hey, we have Posek Vov, Teches. It says as follows. Daber Abnei Yisrael, Isha Yisha, Ki Yasu Mikol Chatis, Odom Lima Mal Bashem, Ba'oshma Nefesh Ahi. And that means that, this is speaking about, he swore on a Pekodin, there was a Kfiras Pekodin, and put a Shvue. So you need Haidah. This is the din we learned that you only pay a keren v'chaimish only if there was Haidah. Hashamay means the keren. The Ksavi Kabbalah says the keren is called Hashamay. Hamomin sha'osa boy avoin ashma. This is the money that he did the Avera with. He was kai for this moment. V'heishiv es ha-shamay b'roishay. So, tchile, the first thing, he returns the osham to the nigzal. V'chamishisa yosef olav, v'nosan la'asher osham lo. You should give this to the person who he was kai for. V'imein lo ish goyel. Now the Pasuk says, what if the Nigzal doesn't have any Yoshim? Lahoshiv ha'osham eilov, to return the Keren to him. Ha'osham amushav lashem lakoy. So the Osham that is being returned, that goes lashem. And lashem said, and the Rabbein Shalom said, it goes lakoyim to the Kahanim ba'isoy mishmo. Milvad Ela Kippurim Asher Yechapa Bayolov. Besides the Kolben, the Osham, means besides the Osham, which is also given to this Mishma, we give the Keren HaOsham Amushav Lashem Lakoyim. So the first Psukim are speaking about a Kaifa B'Pikodin V'Nishba, where the Nigzal is alive with his Yoshim. There it says you return the Keren and the Chaimish. And then later it says if there's no Yoshim, so you return the Keren to Amushav Lashem, Lakoyin, and then you bring the Yoshim. Zokta Gemara, Tana Rabbonon, Osham Zekeren. Now we're going about the Pasuk that is speaking about Gezel Ager. Ha'osham ha'mushav l'ashem l'akoyim. Osham zekeren. Ha'mushav zechaymish. It's returned together with the keren. This is the chaymish. O'yein e'ela osham ze'ayil. Maybe osham means ayil. And ha'mushav lo mean keren. V'lamay nafkemino. So the Gemara says, what's the chilek, how you translate the words of Osham goes on the Korban, and Hamushev goes on the Keren, or Oshem will go on the Oshem will go on the Keren, Hamushev goes on the Chaimish, L'may Nafke Mino, L'afuki Midarove. The Omar Rove, I think that the Rishash says, and if, I think if you return the Keren, you return the Chaimish also, because that it says previously, when you return the Chaimishisa Yosef Olah. So, what is the Nafkamina, if the, how you translate the words, if Oshem is going on the Kolben, and Mushem is going on the Keren? So, Mo says, the Nafkamina will lafuki mi the Rove. The Omar Rove, Rove said, Amar Likachidish, Gezel hager shechzirei belayla lo yotza. Hachzirei chatzoin lo yotza. My time osham kol yerachmona. Amir de kechidish. That since we said that the osham hamushev lashem ha osham is going on the Keren, and the Torah called it osham, which normally osham is Hashem of a kolben. So the Torah came to tell us, that the Kashavas HaKeren to the Kahanim has Dine Kolben. And just like a Kolben, you can't be Makrib only by Yoim, it has to be returned only by Yoim. And just like a Kolben, you can't be Makrib Lachatzoin, you can't be Makrib first one half of the Kolben, then the other half of the Kolben, you have to be Makrib a whole Kolben. So you cannot pay lachatzoim. You can't pay in installment payments. You have to pay. That was a din of rov. So memele, so it's very critical to know what, if Oshem is going on the Keren, or Oshem is not going on the Keren. Oshem is going on the Kolben. Agavuch, we're now by Rav's Drosha. Later the Gemara's again is going to be Marech in Rav's Drosha, but I'd just like to mention Ahore, that Achoinim ask, Chazaynish asks, Rav Shach asks, L'chayre, the filly you'll say that it has a din of a Kolben, and you have to be Erzirei Belayla Layotza, but when it becomes morning, it's a mitzvah Nesina, you have to give it like a get. I mean, you returned it at night, and good, it has to be. They have to receive it in the morning. So they received it in the morning. He gave it at night, but in the morning they still have it. So what's wrong with this? I mean, they got the Keren in the morning. So if it's be'en in the morning, that's terrific. Now you know what happened. It's nisachlo by night. The money got used up by night already. So that's the shaila. So the shaila is, Is this called that he paid up to the Keren? The payment of the Keren has to be like a Kolben. And just like the Avodis HaKolben is only by Yom, so the payment has to be by Yom. So Ein Hanami, if it was left over till the morning, so then there's no Shaila. So the Maisa, they got paid in the morning. The payment of at night is not sufficient. Rav Shach says another nafkamina. What'll be if the Gazlan will die at night? The Gazlan will die at night, so Mamela, so we had in the Mishnah, if the Gazlan died before the Kahanim received it, the Yoshim take it back. So that what they received that night is worthless. That night, nothing works at night. So Mamela, if the Gazlan died, the Gazlan died, so they can take it back from the Kahanim. So Bekitza, this was a drash of Rove, that Oshem zu HaKeren, and since the Torah called the Keren Oshem, it has Dinei Kolben. So we have to take it, know exactly the exact taitch of the Posik. If Oshem is the Keren, or maybe Oshem is the Kolben, and Amushev is the Keren. Sho'imer milvad ela kippurim, so the Braise says, but it says, Milvad Eila Kippurim, Ha'oshem Amushem Lashem Lokayim, Milvad Eila Kippurim. So Eila Kippurim is speaking about the Kolben. Havi'ayim Ha'oshem Zekeren. So now we know clearly that Oshem is the Keren, and we have a raya to Rove. Oy eine ela osham ze ayel osham umushim ze kerem. Ayel osham umushim ze kerem. Lamein af gemine, what's the chilek ayu, you translate the words, tam imanav shech tavayu kam akra. It's typical, I mean, maybe like me, nail af ukimi da rabbe. No, you have to know the exact type to disagree with rabbe. Da oma da osham kaya rachmona le kerem. Uma osham eini bo balayla dosim biyoim tsa voise vene bo lachatsoin af kerem. כשאומר מלבד אל הכיפורים אבוי מאושם דרי שכרם נו. Fine. That is one בראיסה. Now we'll come to a second בראיסה. תניא אידך, a second בראיסה. אושם זה כרם. המושב זה חיימש. אוי איני אלו אושם זה חיימש. Maybe אושם is חיימש. והמושב is כרם. Lamein afkeminis, what's the chilek if Osham is chaymish or Hamushab is chaymish? Oh, there's a big nafkemina. Lafuki mimas nisen. Lafuki mimas nisen, this nan in the Mishnah it says, Nosen loyas akeren, loy nosen loyas achaymish, ain achaymish ma'akev. The Mishnah it says that as long as you brought the keren, the chaymish is not ma'akev in the akravis akov. So that is very good. If you'll say Hamushab is going on Chaimish, so then we can say the Chaimish is not Makir. But if the Torah called the Chaimish Osham, so that's giving a lot of Cheshivis to the Chaimish. It's like a Kolb. So then the Chaimish will Zicha be Makir. So then it'll be not like the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, but it says the previous pasuk, "Beheishiv es hashamay beroishay v'chamishisay." There is speaking about not gezel ager, speaking about he gazled from Yisrael. And there it says hashamay v'chamishisay. So we see clearly that hashamay means the keren. Aviyema osham ze keren. Tanya idach, a third beraisa. Osham zekeren, hamushav zechaymish, begezel ager akosav medaber, and the pasuk says begezel ager, that what normally if the nigzal would be alive, you'd give the keren the chaymish to the nigzal. Now that the nigzal was ager and there's no yershim, so osham hamushav lashem lakayin, you give it to the kahanim. Maybe it is not speaking about gezel ager. Ela hamushav zekeifel ubegenevis ager akosav medaber. Now, so what does the Gemara say? Now, if a person stole from a Yisrael that has Yoshem or the nigzel is a lie, there's a din. Let's say the Rishash wants to say we're speaking about with the Shvue, the Kvira. Let's talk about Toyin Tainas Ganev. Let's make it interesting. Talking about Kefil. So a Toyin Tainas Ganev from a Poshe to Yid, the din is that, you pay Kefil. You pay Kefil. You pay Kerem and Kefil. If he was Maida, we learned Taisu says in there, that's if Adam came, and what happens if he was Maida later, so. We'll pay an osham, chaymish he won't pay, because, momana mishtalim b'roish, mishtalim chaymish, if you pay kefil, you don't pay chaymish. Fine. So, by a Yisrael, the din is that the kefil is paid to the nignav, to the mafkid, and then if there'll be an osham, it matters, if it'll be meidah, it'll be zvadah, there'll be an osham, it won't be zvadah, there won't be an osham. Fine. That is by if the nignav is alive. Now here, we're speaking about, this is a mirdik echidish din, we have to appreciate this din, gezel ager, the ger is not here, all of a sudden, he gives the kahanim. Mirdik ezach. I mean, how did the kahanim come in over here? What kind of alabatim are they? But that's what the Torah said. The Torah said, there's no nignav, there's no nigzal to give it to, you give kerem v'chaymish, to the Kahana. In fact, the Gemara, maybe this Pasuk is speaking about Gneiva. Toyntain is Ganev. And Amushev means you'll give Kefil to the Kahana. You'll give Kefil to the Kahana. I mean, who says not? You're saying it's speaking about Gezel, and you give Chaymish to the Kahanim. Maybe it's speaking about Taintain is Ganim. You give Kefil to the Kahanim. How do you know Nitazoi? B'gnevis ager akosu medaba. Shoymer v'heishe v'sashomai b'roishoi. V'chamishisoi. Hey, b'momen ha-mishtalem b'roish ha-kosu medaba. Now we have to understand what the Gemara's teretz is, but let us first see Rashi. V'yein eloshim z'chaymish u'mushev z'kerem v'nafkimin ha-fukim es-nis n'desnanein ha-chaymish ma'akev ne'im ad-arabe chaymish ma'akev Oshem Kaya Rachmone, Loshem Kob, Shoimel, says before that Oshem Yosef Chamishisa Yosef Olof, so you see that Oshem is the Keren. Mishtarem Baroish Keren Levadoi Shehuroish. Now, Ledavoini, I was not able to understand this Gemara too well. The Gemara brings a posik veheshives ashamai bereishai momin hamishtalim bereish keren levadai shehu reish. Now this posik is speaking about this posik is not speaking about gezel ager. This posik is a previous posik. This posik is speaking about a person zakeifa bekodin and nishba by Yisrael veheshives ashamai bereish vechmishisai. That posik is speaking about Shavuos HaPikudim by Yisrael. Now we have here a new pasuk. V'im'ein le'ish goyel in Oshem Hamushav L'Hashem L'Koyim. And here the Gemara wanted to say, maybe this pasuk is speaking about you pay kefil to the Kahana. So one brings, because the previous pasuk is speaking about Gezel, so this Momin HaMishtalim B'Roish, that's the previous pasuk. What does it have to this pasuk? I don't know if this is pshat, but I'd like to say over from the Sada Kabbalah and the Gur Aryeh and this posig, Beheshiv Ashamay Bereishoy, that's speaking about Gezel Yisrael. So the Sada Kabbalah says, In Yonai Tchile. Reisha means first. First, give back the keren. Tchila Yoshev es hamomein she'osa boy avoin ashma. The monument that he was kaifa. That you pay up first. Acher ze yiten achoymesh v'yovi ha'oshem she'em l'kapol. Then give the choymesh and the oshem, that's l'kapol. So that's tamazoi the ivre. Reisha means that the first you give the momein that he did an avla with. He was a moment shosabai avoy nashma, the moment he was kaifa, that you pay first. And then you give the tikkunim, the chaymish and the osham. Right. That pshat by a shvus apikodim by Israel. Now, the Maral and Guraye says pshat as follows. On the first posik that's speaking about shvus apikodim by Israel, so he says, Ein od perish, ein odom mishalim ha-taisvis, ele imke mishalim b'roish ha-keren. First you pay the keren, and then you're moisev. Fine. U'bekro v'heishiv es ha-shomoy yodinen duhu keren v'loi chaymesh. Now the posik by the shvus ha-pikodin of Yisrael, I know that Hashomim means Keren b'loy chaymish. Like Siv Achel b'chamishi so Yosef Olop. Because it says Heishiv es Hashomim. So that's the Keren that the moment she'osa boy avoy nashme. And then b'chamishi so Yosef Olop be add on to that Keren a chaymish. Afilu hochi Kosa Peroishoi. So it seems the Maral is saying that Peroishoi is Miyuta. Because the Maral says the whole purpose of Peroishoi is that first you pay the Keren, and then you pay the Hoysafis. So by Shvuas HaPekodna v'Yisrael, you don't have to say the first. It says V'chamishi say Yosef Olam. It says that. So it should have said V'heishiv es HaShomoy V'chamishi say Yosef Olam. The Bereishai is not necessary. From the way the Pasuk is said, it seems you return this and then you add this on. So the Bereishai is not necessary. Afilohochi kosa Bereishai. So this Bereishai in this previous Pasuk is Miyuta. The next, what we speak about, Gezel Ager, the Oma Ha'osham Amushev Lashem, so we have to stick the Bereishai over there. Ha'osham Zeu Akerem Amushev Zeu Chaymish. Oy Ein Oy Ela Amushev Zeu Keifel. Tamaloima Ashamai Bereishai Areimomin the Mishnalam Bereishai Daine Keren Levad Vulei Kefel Dibarakosav. That means the Bereishai means first you have to pay up that what you did an Aveira with. Kefel is not pshat. Kefel you'll chathchila paying double. So the Bereishai will not shtim. And this, if you're paying kefil, the bereishai would not stim. So memele, that is why we say that the bereishai is being megale, that hamushav is going on chaimish and not on kefil. Let us see Tosfos lamai nafkemina lafuki mimas nisin, that if we will say that the chaimish is called the osham. So then it would be ma'akev. Teima ma'ile kama lafuki midarove, kide kama la'el. Why didn't we say lafuki midarove? Rove said that the keren has to be paid up by day. So if Oshem is going under chaimish, one has to pay up the keren by day. So the Teus Chaim wants to emphasize with Kashi, he says that sicha is no problem. Because if the chaimish, if we'll say the chaimish is not ma'akev, we're not saying lafuki from the Mishnah, if the chaimish has to be paid by day, the keren zich has to be paid by day, so it's not lafuki midarove, it's only lafuki mimasnisin that the Mishnah says that the chaimish is not ma'akev, and if oshem is the chaimish, it will be ma'akev. Oy ein ela hamushev zekeifel. Tema hechi motzalameim is a kefil v'loi ein mischayev kan ela baidosoi t'chsi v'hisvada v'kefil o michayev baido. So Tosfos, the poshta pshat in Tosfos is, the Tosfos is asking, it says in the posik v'hisvada, so you need haido, so you're not chayev kefil mitzad haido osoi, because baido b'knas is potter. So this, we had mentioned, the Rishash and the Shittim Kabetzes want to say that, no, the Pasuk is speaking about Tain Tainus Ganiv. And he said, Nignav, and then Adam came and said it was Bershusai, and then he was made, so you don't have a made Beknas, because Adam came before Zaydo, and he'll pay Osham out the Haido. So that's how they want to emphasize this Kash. Gufe, now we'll go to Rava's memra. Omar Rava, Gezel Ager, Sherzirei Balaila, Loyotso. Herziru, Chatzoin, Loyotso. Maitaima, Osham, Kaye, Rachmon. But Omar Rava, now we're going to see Moiradike Chidushim in this Gemara. Gezel Ager, She'ein Boy, Shavetrute, Lechol, Koyin, Vekoyin. Now we're speaking about the Mishmah. We have a Mishmah, kind of, it can be a few thousand kahanim there in the Mishmah for all practical purposes. And it has to be returned to the Mishmah. If the Gezel was not, by dividing up the Gezel to all the kahani and Mishmah, there will not be a koyin that gets a shavah pruta, לא יוצא ידי חבוסה. מי טיימה? בדרסיב האושם המושה. You need to make a shovel. And he gets a shovel pruta. עד שהשווה לכל כהן וכהן. האושם המושב להשם לכהן. So there has to be a shovel to each כהן. Because we're talking about the lakayim means all the kahanim from the mishmal. Just like the kolben is the mishan itan zed, just like the kolben is to all kahani and mishmal. So the karen has to be divided lachol kahani and mishmal. Each one is to get a shavah put. Now let us see what Rashi says. Lachol kayim v'kayim, shavah mishmal. So Rashi has a problem. What is if he didn't steal so much? So how do you accomplish this? Umaysev mishaloi oid lahashlim. So he's maysev mishaloi. That means he has to give back. He has to make a shove to all the kahanim. So he's maysev mishaloi. So it means if he stole a shove pruta and there's 1,000 kahanim. This is an expensive affair that he has to go and give all the kahanim shava pruta. This is Shitas Rashi. The Rosh asks on Rashi, he doesn't understand. He says, if he gives 1,000 prutas, that's called a shava. He stole a pruta and he's giving 1,000 prutas. So it's called he made a shava to all the kahanim. He's giving matanis to all the kahanim. That's his kasha and Rashi. So the Maise, we'll see soon, he says a teretz, but before his teretz, there's a Meiri that says, not like Rashi, the Meiri says, it has to be a shove to all the kahanim. What if there's more kahanim than the keren? You can't split up the keren, you can't divide up the keren between all the kahanim, because they'll get less than a pochel sheva puta. Is far fallen. So you can't make a Shabbos HaKeren. So you can't be Mekayim. You can't bring a Nosham. It's far fallen. I mean, there's no weights for you. It's a bitter geshaft. That's what the Meiri says. Rashi doesn't say like that. Rashi says, no, there's an Eitzah. Rashi found an Eitzah. But you have to understand the Lomdus. The Lomdus is, I mean, what kind of pshat is this? I mean, we're not speaking about the amount of money he has to pay, that's not the problem. The problem is, but in Lomdus, how does it work? What is he accomplishing by, he has to return the Gezel. The Chmein is giving 1,000 prutas. This is not the returning of the Gezel. So we'll see later on the Kuf Yudam at Beis, Amir de Kizach. I mean, we have to understand, how did the Kahanim come in? It's a very modern Maisav. We have to appreciate it's modern. Someone stole from a ger, the ger died, all of a sudden we go to the kahanim, and we give them, we stole 1,000, let's see, so stole 1,000 prutas from a ger, we come to the kahanim, we give them 1,000 prutas, shalom Yisrael. How does this rectify, I mean, he stole from a ger, the ger is dead, and now it's like, well, give to the kahanim. So the Gemara says later, and that's the maskonis of Gemara, that this is one of the Chof Dalet Matnes Kune. This is Matnes Kune. That the Torah said that Gezel HaGer, it's a Matnes Kune. Just like Pidyon HaBen is Matnes Kune. Gezel HaGer is Matnes Kune. You have to give the Kahanim what you stole. It's Matnes Kune. So Mamela, it's not too gefährlich if, and the Torah said, it has to be a Maton, that each coin has to get a Shavu Pruta. So it's not schwer. Why is it's from the money of the Gazlan? It's not from the. I mean, if it would be their money, so if you're not returning, this is not the money that was stolen. It's not their money side to side. The Torah says in order to be able to bring a korban, you have to give a matnas kuna of gezel ager. And the Torah said there's a shir. The matnas kuna has to be as we ashir hashava lechol koyim vekoyim. So Mamela, so it's not gefährlich. That's how it is. This is the Matnas Kune that enables him to bring a korban afterwards. Boy Rav, ein boy le mishmeres yayorek, V'yesh boi l'mishmeres yedayob. Yedayob. Ein boi, now, so the Rav HaKlod Amor de Keshayla, Yayarev, there was 10,000 kahanim in that mishma, Yedaya, there was 500. He stole 500 putas. So Memele, now, he wants to bring the korban already, he wants a kapora. So, ein boi shava puta l'chol mishma yayarev, v'yesh boi shava puta l'chol mishma yedaya, shema temal, mishma yedaya, 500 kahanim, no, he stole 500 putas, gebaldi. Mal, what's the din? Fregt the Gemara, hechi dami, what's the shaila? What's the shaila? Ilei mediyovi li yedaye b'mishmeres yedaye. Azochi bei. That means if he waited, that the first week was yayorev. Now he realized yayorev is alchepes azoi, you have a lot of kahanim there, so he's not going to give it to them, he can't accomplish anything. According to Rashi, he has to be, so he won't give to Yayorev. He waits the next week. The next week, Baruch Hashem, the new Mishma comes in, Yedaya comes in, 500 Kehanim, he has his 500 Plutus, he comes and he gives it. So I begins, Hazachi Bey. So there was Zachi, finish, he paid up 500 Plutus to 500 Kehanim. So what's the Shaila? What's the problem? No. He wants a kapora, but he can't wait a whole week already. He wants a kapora. So Memele, now, Yayarev is doing the avoda this week. This week is Yayarev's week. He comes to the Beis Hamikdash, he sees, too many kahanim over there. So, but there's a mishma of Yedaya. So he goes over to the Mishma of Yedaya, which will, next week they'll be doing the avoda. So he says, listen, let me pay you up now let me give you the karen. Even though this week you're not functioning, but, next week you'll be functioning. So I'm giving you the gazel. Mi amrin kim de lav mishmartai hu v'loi klumo. Listen, this week we're not functioning. So memeila, we're not doing the avoda this week, so you can't give it to... Oidume kim in de loi chozilei, since it's not roi for yayoriv, mi kore li yedaya koi. I mean, this karen is not roi for the mishma of yayoriv. Is mikore li yedaya koi. So it's aim to be given to the mishma of yedaya. You don't have to wait till they start doing the avoda. This karen can only be paid to yedaya. It can't be paid to yayor. I had a shtikalore. I didn't see so much of Meir of this, but lechayre, this gemara sounds very much like the Meiri. According to the Meiri, it's taka, there's no, it's lechazilei. That means the keren cannot be paid to Yayorev. If you can't give your own money, that your own money is nothing. You have to give the keren on nigzal to the mishmo, and it's not chazilei. So memele, they're not a mishmo that's roi liska is bekeren. So memele, so thaiskish part that the keren is oimidli shtalem, Le mishmo shel yedaya, because some amela, so this is the mishmo to be mekabel the keren. According to Rashi, that every mishmo is roi to be mekabel the keren. Just add on some more money, and it'll be roi lekabel the keren. So then I don't understand why is this called le roi le, because le yedaya. The kibbutz lechazi le mikol the yaday koi take. So more remains with that take. Zok taisvis aydilme kibbutz lechazi le yayorev the yaday koi. Zok taisvis amayre de kizach viyache lahavi oshem yad. He'll bring his oshem. He goes first to yadaye, and he gives them the keren, and he'll bring his oshem to the base of Mikdash the lace will if ne yoyor will escape. Ava bisha kesem nosen li yedaye, kediktoni bepilke nosen is the kesem la yoyor v'oshem li daye yos. You don't have to give the kesef and the koban to the same mishmar. It can be given over to different mishmaris. So that means, so as long as I first gave the keren to a mishmar, so then later I could give the koban to a different mishmar. So mamela, first I'll give the keren to yedaye, and then I'll give the Korban to Yayarev. That's what Taisva says. Boy Ravit. Now Ravit klad another shayla. Kehanim mau she yechalku gezel hager keneged gezel hager. Kin kahanim bimachalik one gezel hager keneged another gezel hager. Mi amrinon oshem kaye rachmone, ma oshem ein chilkim oshem keneged oshem, av gezel hager ein chilkim gezel hager keneged gezel hager. Eidul me gezel hager mamoinu, ad poshte oshem kaye rachmone. Now before we explain the Gemara, just let's see Rashi, then we'll try to elaborate to explain this Gemara. Ein chelkim menoches keneged menoches vekolm keneged kolm loch milachol b'nei arein ish ka'ochiv nafkelom b'kdushin b'mnoches perikeilu menoches. Now, let us understand what's happening here. The halacha is that, let's say, that there are different kabbonis. Reuven brings a kolm, Shimon brings a kolm, the Kovman is Nechel Kahanim. Yeah, the Achatas, the Kovman is Nechel Kahanim. So what do? You have, let's say, two Chatois, and if you want, you can give, let's say, from these two Chatois, we'll give, let's say, a Kezayis from each Chatos to all the Kahanim. It'll come out that each Kohen will have a Kezayis of a Chatos. Or maybe we'll say, why do you have to, it's a big tircha, give a kezayis from each chatos. Let's give two kezayisim from chatos aleph to half of the mishma, and two kezayisim of chatos beis to the other half of the mishma. It's the same thing. Each one's getting two kezayisim. So you can't do such a thing. Why can you do such a thing? Because be'emison, the kahanim are not bailam on the kol. Until it's not your kol. If they'd be Bailam, so Mamela, so they'll say, you take this one, I'll take this one, they're Bailam on it, they're not Bailam, it's Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochi. They have what is given, so from each Koban, you get a Kazayas. You can't, so you're not a Balabos to make a deal, to say, you'll take this, I'll take this, you're not a Bailam. Whatever you get Mishulchan Gavoya, that's what you get. Fine. Now, we have here, it's on the Vayakiv, it brings down from the Avrom. The halacha is that Gezel Ager is unique. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk, Gezel Ager, the din is also, let's just mention one more halacha, by Kobonis, the din is, you cannot be Mekadish Bechelkoi. A Kain can't be Mekadish Bechelkoi Bekotchi Kotchim. He can't be Mekadish Bechelkoi because it's Meshulchan Gavoya Kazochi. That means this Kezayas that he eats is not his. It's not his Kezayas. He's eating on the Shulchan Shal Gavoya. It's not his. She can't be Mekadish Anisha. The Gemara learns out, Gezel Ager, you could be Mekadish Anisha. So we see that the Mammon, when the Kohen gets the money, it's his money. It's his money, so if it's his money, he can do whatever he wants with it. Mekadesh Anisha. So if it's his money, so if it's my money, so I have to get a pruta from this pruta, this, so we can make up already. So half of the kahanim will say we'll take from this gezel ager, half of the kahanim say we'll take from this gezel ager. It's our money. So l'cheres pachlal, it's not daime to menaches and kabonis, shein chilkim, mincha k'neged mincha, bekolm k'neged kol. So what is pshat na'agamore? So the Dvar Avrom says, there are three zmanim. There are three zmanim. By the Keren of Gezel Ager. This is man when it's still in the Rishus of the Gazel. He's going to bring it to the Gizbar. The Gizbar is in the Bible. This is man when it's in the Rishus of the Gazel. This is man, then he gave it to the Gizbar. It's out of his Rishus, the Gizbar has it. And then the Gizbar goes and divides it between each guy. So Moira looked at Avram and Moira the Gizach. Kol's man is by the Gazlan. That's a din Oshin Kari Rachmon, it's a Kolbin. You can't give it half. You have to give it a, it's not eaten Lachatzoy. It's not eaten Balaylo. You have, what you have in your end is a Kolbin. His din a Kolbin. That's no Shaila. That's when it's by the Gazlan. When each Koyin got it, so we mentioned this a Gemara, that's his completely. It's his completely that they came in Mekadosh Anisha. It's not Mishulchan Gavoya. It's his completely. The Shaila is we have an in-between matzit. When the Gizba gets the money, before he makes the Chalukah, whose money is it then? Is the Pshat still Mishulchan Gavoya and after the Chalukah becomes Momen HaKahanim? Or do we say, no, as long as the Gizba gets it, it's Momen, it's already, it's Momen HaKahanim. That was the Shaila of the Gemara. The Shaila of the Gemara was, when it's Biyad HaGizbar, does it then still have a din of a Kolbin, and it's Mishulchan Gavoya, and therefore the Gizbar cannot make Dreidlach, there'll be a Gezel Ager, Keneged a Gezel Ager, this is Mishulchan Gavoya, and you can't divide it, because it's still Mishulchan Gavoya, or the minute the Gizbar gets it, it's Eis Mishulchan Gavoya. That is the Shaila. And that Rava was Poshet. Osham Kaya Rachmone. That in this Matzah, it's also called an Osham, it's also called Mishulchan Gavoya. And Mameli, it can't be Mechalik. Gezel Ager, can I get Gezel Ager? Zog to Gemara Vaita. Boi Rava, Kehanim begezel ager, yoshim have, oy mekablei matones have. Here the Gemara, this is what we had mentioned in the beginning of this year, but now Rav declares a very interesting shaila. We have to understand, as we mentioned before, it's a very modern maise. Someone stole from a ger, and the ger died, and all of a sudden the kahanim get it. We have to know how are the kahanim mechatonim to this gezel ager. This is a problem. So Rav Eklar the Shal, so what's the Chiddush HaTorah? Is the Chiddush HaTorah that the Torah gave them a din yoirish of the ger? That's doesn't have a yoirish. The ger doesn't have yoirishim. So the Torah said, so they take it ki ilu, they yarshin the ger. Like this koivim yarshin ameis. But this is a mace without kroim, so the kahane amishma yarshin the ger. Oh, no, it's not a yarshin the ger. It's a matone, it's matnes kone. We have a gazlan that has a problem. He stole from a ger, he needs a kapore, and there's no one to give it to. So the Torah said, you'll give the matnes kone to the kohen, and then you'll be able to bring your osha. So Rove, boy Rove, kahanim begezel ager, yoshim ave, oy mekabli matonis ave. My nafkemino, what's the nafkemino? Kegoin shegozel chometz v'ovar olav ha-pesach. A person stole chometz, and it's over olav ha-pesach. It's also banu. Yamrit, yoshim ave, if we'll say that they're yoshim, that the Torah made them Yorshim of the Ger, is Hainu Hodi Yorsi Moirish. So Mamele, they Yorshim what the Moirish was Moirish to them. That means, what did the Ger have before he died? Chometz HaTosabano, that's what he had. It was stolen before Pesach, it was after Pesach, it's worthless now. So if the Ger would be alive, so I'll pay you back. I'll give you back the chametz shavu'ot over Pesach. So Memele, they are now, the Torah made them that they yarshin the ger, so whatever the ger would have had, they get also. So Memele, so they'll get chametz shavu'ot over Pesach. they'll get chomesh shavu lof of a Pesach. B'yamit mekabli matonis ave, but if you say that, no, that the Torah said, if the girl doesn't have Yoshim, so you have to give now a matnas kohuna to the kohen. Matonikom arachmona denaitz. If they give them matnas kohuna, don't give them chomet atos abano. B'holakayov leimidi da afra ba'alma. This is afra ba'alma, so memele. So memele, so then they'll have to give them, it won't be able to give them back the chomet atos abano. Let us see Rashi. Yoshein, Yoshein agerhein, a mekabli matonis gavoyein, the mekabu matonis mi gavoya. Hainu, hai de yose, yerushuzeis naflolem. That means that the yashning from the ger, whatever the ger had, varei hilafnei, shilo ye ger kaim, asayim ala rei shiloch lefanecho. Let us see Taisvitz. Lamay nafkemino, legozel chometz vavarol vapesach. Teime amay loy poshet loy medidei. To omaleel gezel ager she'im boy shove pute. Ocholechet vechot lo yotze. Alme mekabli matones havo. V'yoshin ava amay lo yotze may de shovek lohoin avu in yoiv lohoin. How does this Rove stim with himself? Before Rove said, you have to give to each Kohen a Shava Puta. So he says, if it's Yoshim, why do you have to give to each Kohen a Shava Puta? Whatever the Ger had, a Yashin, the Ger, I owe the Ger a Puta, now there's 500 Kahanim, so each one gets, 1/500th of a prutach. I mean, if they're Yoshim, what's the problem? So al kochoch Rove held that no, it's a yavashovi. You have to give them a matoni. You have to give them a davachoshev. So that's what Rove held. So I say, so why is Rove here klanga shayla by chometz? So what does Taisus answer? So Taisus answers, v'nira de bachad min hengar sine rabbe. So Taisus, it's a bitter shayla. So one is Rove, one is Rabbe, Taka Einach Hanami. The one that says you have to give a Shava Puta to each Kohen, he won't have a Shaila by Gozel Chometz Vavar Olava Pesach. But one is Rove and one is Rabbe. I'd like to say over a beautiful teretz from the Shita Mekebetzes, the Rosh brings down this teretz. The Rosh says a Psalmurdika teretz. He says as follows. Says, "Afilu im timtza loyma de yoshim habe lo yotza." You have to give back a shavu puta. Mishim dechol echad veechad habe yoyrish ubemokim hager koi, avalei kemoi shegozal shtei agudais peputa. Herzeloi achas mehem, damrin elel mitzvah shava einkan, kivin loi herzeloi shava puta. Ochinami kivin loi moti shava puta lechol chad vechad, mi momoi nadika akati biyodi de gazlon, lo yotso, einkan a shove. So momen gomo hu afilo bishas a shove, vuhu eni meishiv shava puta lochi einkan a shove. Let's just, I was finished. I will go to Chometz Vavol of a Pesach. Midi Yoshim Ava Nefiki Kim de la Kahashta Mamoy Negabeid Lai Shava Midi. He says, Amoyer Dike Teretz. He says, the Teretz is as follows. If you're done that the Yoshim, it doesn't mean that the 5,000 Kahanim is, each Kohen is Adin Yoyrish on the Ger. So Memela, so let us understand like this. Let's say he stole 5 putas. And he's going to give, so he stole 5 putas, so the Chiyav Ashove. You stole 5 putas, so the Chiyav Ashove. So I have to give Ashove, Ein Ashove, Pochas Mishove Puta. I'm going to give a kohen less than a shava pluta. I wasn't mekayim mitzvahs hashava. I have money to return. I have 5 plutas. I can't be mekayim mitzvahs hashava. Each kohen is considered like he's b'mokim hager. He's a yerush of the ger. You're not making hashava. So he gives a marshal. A person stole 2 agudas that was worth a pluta and he returns 1 agud. He wasn't mekayim mitzvahs hashava. You stole money. You have money and you're not making hashava. So Memele, that's what Rava said. Rava said, you're not making Ashove, and therefore, you're not Yoitza. You have to make Ashove. Masha'en came by Gosul Chometz Vavarolova Pesach. So now, the Gazlan doesn't have any money by himself either. He's not Pshat, he doesn't have any money. It's also Bano. The Chometz is also Bano. So Memele, the Chiv Ash, there's no Chiv Ashava to give back Ashava Pluta. His Chiv Ashava say Reshalach Lefanecha. So that's the Chilik. If there's still money, the case of the Ravan or Medalev is speaking about that the Gazlan has money. So if he has money by him, is Mechuyiv to make Ashava on the money. So each Kayin is considered like a Yerush of the Ger. Each one is considered a yerush of the ger. So if you have money, you have to make a shava of a shava pruta al kaponim to make mitzvahs a shava with me, with the other one. You have money to make a shava with, so mamel, you have to return a shava pruta. Masha ain came. In the case of gozel chometz vava olav pesach, you don't have, there's no money left anymore. It's also bano. So the whole chiv hashava that you have is a reish aloch lefanecha. So memela, you don't have to make a hashava of a shava pruta. If the yoshim kim deleka hashtem amoy negabei the leishava midi, so memela. So there's no chiv hashava of mammon now because I don't have any mammon by me, so I can give to each one chometz atzos abano. Fine. This was a suffix of Rav. Rav Ziri boi hochi. Rav Ziri klar di shayla. He said, that's no shayla. Afilo im tim saloima mekabli matona ave holo I boilo. He says, the shayla of Rav, it's a lomda she shayla, if he's a yoyrish a mekabli matona, but Rav Ziri said, whatever he is, your shayla is no shayla. The he matona amarach money, the naisiv lo, we should give them, this is, the matona is what I'm supposed to give the ger. That's the matona. The matona yov lo achmona v'rei hein lefneyem. It's no shayla. It's no shayla, the way you're phrasing the shayla, since it's also bano. He says, no. The matnas kohuna is, you have to give them, but you would have returned to the ger. Now, if you return to the ger afra ba'alma, give them afra ba'alma. The matana is not more than what you have to give to the ger. So Meila, Rav Zira did not have any shayla whatsoever in this. Elo ki kami boilam, but you do have a shayla that's a Yerusha matana. They got Esa Behemis Begezel Ager. If the Gezel Ager was Esa Behemis, and now they're getting Esa Behemis, Hayim achuyev to be mafresh ma'isa b'hem. Yoshim have, do we say that the Yoshim, v'omar mar konu betvises habayis chayovet. The halach is, if Yoshim yarshin money from the tvises habayis, that means before the chalukah, and they went and they bought 10 behemis, so it's considered, it's not considered behemis shosh. It's considered behemis of one reshus, 10 behemis of one reshus, and there's a chiv ma'isa behemis. Ve'idume mekabli matonis ave, usnana le keyach, manitan lebe matone, potami ma'isa behemis. So Rabbi Zira said the Shaila is not negeya legabi chometz shavol of Pesach. Chometz shavol of la Pesach, the zicher no Shaila. He can zicher give them the chometz. The maton is what he was supposed to return to the ger, he gives to them. But the Shaila is, do they acquire it mitoresh yoshim? Then there'll be a chiva maisa behemet. They acquire it mitoresh maton, and there won't be a chiva maisa behemet. What does Rashi say? Can she nafla le koin? Kona yisayimim she kona behemis betvises habayis. Kloima, naflan behemis bi Yerusha ad shalai cholku. So memele, so, at least then behemis is a chi maise behemis. But, ale keach, lokach, asora troim, shlein is asro min ashuk, is potter, Mesaches Bechoires Meforish Taimis. So that was the Shaila of Zeir.